And with Autobus, La Salle and Bigra, we had a virtual meeting last night at 6 o'clock. It was only me, the conciliatrice, and the representative of Sogesco who was there. And we had like a frank conversation about that process. And I've asked, you know, the representative of Sogesco because I was having in my mind, you know, what happened earlier that day with Campo. And I've asked her, I said, are you coming to the bargaining table with something in your pocket, a new mandate, or do you have nothing else to propose besides, you know, what was rejected already? And she told us, I've got nothing new to propose. So I said, okay, if you have nothing new to propose, there's no point to schedule, you know, a meeting with the union rep and the conciliatrice, because we will just have a coffee and you will tell us, oh, I've got nothing new. So if you have nothing new, why did you agree to that process? And yeah, so all the talk about, you know, we don't have enough money for the different contract we have with the different school boards and blah, 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 and we're having some talks maybe with the government. So we feel a little bit that we are being used as leverage between the different companies and the government for them to give more money to the company. So it's very sad. It's a sad situation.